And thank you those at home who are watching this evening. Our city council meeting for Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And we are, again, in our virtual world of city council. So I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I would accept a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Karsrud seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none. Clerk, could you please poll the council?
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Karsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lindvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Montgomery?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Mayor Curtifine?
Yes, thank you. I would now, the general agenda is approved. So I would now accept a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carter made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none. Clerk, could you please poll the council?
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lindvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Montgomery?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. So the consent agenda is approved, which takes us, we don't have any conflict claims tonight, and that takes us to council comments. Councilman Karsrud.
Yeah, Madam Mayor. I was contacted this afternoon by an organization called 307 First, and I don't have a lot of details about it right now, but basically what they're trying to do is have the folks here in Gillette and actually the state of Wyoming to really focus here in these coming months, shop local and shop the state of Wyoming. You know, just focus as much as you can. They understand that, you know, there's some things that you can't get local and you can't get in the state, but as focus as much as you can, and you know, even if sometimes you do pay a little bit more for it, I think right now going through this time, you know what, let's shop Gillette, let's shop Wyoming, and if you pay a little bit more, let's be proud to do so at this time. So
that is a great idea. Is this group from Gillette?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. They are a nonprofit. So, you know, when we get a little more information from them, I think we'll you know, maybe we can help them get it on our website or whatever. But I think it really seems like a neat deal to really focus on doing local, supporting our local economy. So,
absolutely. That is a great idea. And did you say they might have a proclamation for a future meeting?
Yes, they have. They would like us to do a proclamation in the month of June to, you know, make the month of June 307 first. So
great. Maybe you can get with staff, you know, later this week, and we could set it up where they can come and explain their goals and all that. Excellent. And how that started. So
okay,
that sounds good. Anyone else on the council have any comments this evening or questions?
Madam Mayor.
Councilman Montgomery.
Yes, I had a phone call from a citizen there in Crestview with a gallery view, and she said the potholes were getting pretty bad right there.
What street is that on, did you say?
Gallery View.
Oh, Gallery View. Okay. Administrator Davidson, Did you hear that?
Madam Mayor, I did, and I also have Director Mazzarelli and Director Wild on, so I'm sure they heard it as well. We'll figure out where we're at in the process, see if they've been identified for repairs, and go take a look.
Okay. Is there, on the potholes, probably there's not the hot plan or whatever, what needs to happen for those to get filled? Does it need to get a lot warmer or farther in the season, or when would those be able to start getting filled wherever we do identify them?
Madam Mayor, they first have to be identified if they're a pothole or a small patch, and that'll dictate the path that gets done. A true pothole is easy enough fix, but that's based on the overall size of what's involved. If it's a small patch, it may be an issue waiting for the plant to open up, and I don't know what the date is for that yet, but we will take a look at it and get an update to council.
Okay, thank you. Administrator Davidson, I did notice the sweepers out this week, and the town is looking a lot better and getting cleaned up. So kudos to the Public Works and Streets crew who are getting that cleaned up. And I guess this is the first week for yard waste, and hopefully that's all going smooth.
Madam Mayor, I believe it is. But Director Wild, did you have anything you wanted to add to the dialogue?
Thank you, Administrator Davidson. Madam Mayor and Council, the sweeping is going well. We are having the anticipated mechanical issues that we thought might occur. I'm happy to report that tomorrow our vac sweeper was delivered this afternoon back to us from the shop. So tomorrow we're hoping to have three sweepers going. We've had between one and two for the past week. The pathway sweeping is basically complete. There are some small areas that we have a hard time getting a water truck through, so the crews are hoping for some rain that's supposed to be forecast later this week, and then they can get out and sweep while the sidewalks are wet and have a lot better results. The street sweeping will continue on with our plan, and I have to give a shout out to the mechanics. They have been working very hard to keep all that equipment up and running. And as we've told you before, you know, we have those going down regularly, compounded with the fuel issues we've seen in the past. So all that being said, they're doing a great job of keeping our equipment up and running. Curbside yard waste, I can't speak to the facility, but I know that they've been very accommodating to us. And the curbside yard waste, we're seeing the volumes we expected, and it's all going very, very smoothly.
Great. Is Director Cole on the call?
Madam Mayor, he is not. Okay. He's listening.
Oh, but I was just wondering, Administrator Davidson, since this was the first weekend that the yard waste facility was open, if they got slammed or how it went out there.
Madam Mayor, they were busy Friday and Saturday. Sunday was actually slower than what they'd anticipated. They only had approximately 50 people come out on Sunday, which is not untypical. Generally, when we are open on Sunday, it is a very light day, and that's one reason we've generally not kept open on Sundays. This seems to mimic that, even though there's been a large interest in doing something. Friday and Saturday, they were busy.
Okay, great. And the compost, do you know if there's still compost for citizens to come purchase?
There was earlier. I'm assuming there is, but I don't know. If anybody's watching, I would recommend that they do call before they go out if they're interested in compost.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any other comments? Yes, and thank you, Director Wild. Are there any other comments this evening from council? Okay. Let's see. Any written comments?
Yes, Madam Mayor. We have three written comments since the last meeting. The first one is from Patrick Ritthaler, 9253 North U.S. Highway 1416. He states, if you don't want people causing all sorts of trouble, you'd be wise to table any major spending and utility increases. The people are not in a good place right now. Don't poke the bear. The second comment is from Brian Sweeney of 2908 Harder Drive. His comment is, you are spending millions on the complex that really does nothing for the community other than a rodeo and the high school wrestling and towards a water park, and all of this you want to raise our utility rates. How about instead of spending money on that, you fix the city roads? The community is currently in a situation where we are having people getting laid off of work, and you, our elected officials, want to raise rates to put in stuff we do not want or even need. And the last comment is from Sarah Marchbank. She says she started a petition asking Gillette City Council with very specific regulations to allow occupied single-family Gillette residents to have up to 6 hens, no roosters. Please consider this as eggs are rationed. We currently have almost 400 signatures on the petition. The signatures and public comments can be accessed in the attached link. Wyoming News Now TV, based out of Cheyenne, has also covered the story, which can also be accessed through the attached link. We did not receive any attachments, so I spoke with her, and she said that she would get those to you at a later date. And okay. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you. That takes us to G, unfinished business. We don't have any ordinances second reading. We have ordinances third reading A, which is an item that is postponed until May 19th, which is the games of skill ordinance. So we'll discuss that in chambers. We believe we'll be back in chambers on the 19th. And then we have another ordinance, G2B.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 3, Section 3-1 of the Gillette City Code to expand the definition of intoxication.
Do you have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Council Carsrud made the motion, and I believe Council Lundahl seconded it. This is the third reading, and I don't believe we've had any comments or anyone write any letters or anything on this. Do you want to go over it very briefly, Pat, just one more time, please?
Madam Mayor, Council, the section that's being amended historically is referred to anybody who's under the influence of prescription medicine or alcoholic beverage, liquor or malt beverage. This broadens it to substance to include those that are lawful substances, but which are potentially being used inappropriately to cause intoxication.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments, Council? Okay, seeing none, could you please poll the Council?
Councilman Lundahl?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Montgomery?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Thank you. The ordinance has been adopted. Under new business, H1A.
Council consideration of a resolution approving and authorizing the final plat known as re-subdivision, Tract A, Eyeshide Subdivision, to the City of Gillette, Wyoming, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClelland, I believe, made the first motion, and Councilman Montgomery, is that right? Second it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like we have a picture of the subdivision. Administrator Davidson, would you take us through this, please?
Absolutely, Madam Mayor, Council. As you will notice, in the middle of the screen is a section that's been highlighted in blue. That's the track day of the subdivision that we're discussing this evening. Basically, that's 10.5 acres that's being divided into two separate lots. being divided north to south. Each slot will then be 5.075 acres. If you look towards the top of the blue square, you have Elder Street. Elder Street would go ahead and be extended through that section all the way down to the southern border, where a turnaround would be installed. At this time, there's no development per se that's going to take place. They are anticipating potentially development in the future. At this point in time, Elder Drive, as it extends through this property, would not need to be improved. But at the point the developer decides to do so, they would need to build to city standards, and ultimately council would have an opportunity to accept that if done appropriately. And so at this stage, it is merely dividing this tract into two separate chunks at about 5 acres each. Now, this did go before the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission approved it on a 5-0 vote. There was no objections or other comments made. And so staff's recommendation is to go ahead and to grant the resolution.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from council on this? Looks like Planning Commission didn't have any problems with it. Any discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Montgomery?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsford?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes, thank you. The looks like the consideration passes the resolution. We don't have any ordinances first reading. We don't have appointments, public hearings, or an executive session. Before we adjourn the meeting, I'd like to thank our citizens for staying safe and staying home and keeping our numbers low on the with the COVID. And if we continue, maybe we can get through this and get back to a safer environment when we do get past this. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, council, and thank you, staff. And we will talk to you all soon. Good evening.
Good night.